My goodness. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, how's your radio tour doing?
No, it's
Okay, let's speak off the record. No, let's don't. Let's just, it's always fun. Just so you know, I've been in love with you since Yentl. So, let's start
Oh,
with that,
good. Thank
okay?
you. What about before? You didn't like me and I'm just kidding. You didn't see Carrie?
Actually, no, I never saw Carrie. I still have never seen Carrie. What's wrong with me?
What, you don't like scary movies?
No, I'm not a scary movie guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not either. My first two films were horror films, but I won't go to a horror film.
There you go. Yentl, to me, you just had that look. I did not know about your fascinating history with Willie Nelson, and now you're doing an album of his music with Willie in it. Where did all this come about?
Well, Willie and I knew each other for over 40 years now because we did Honeysuckle Rose together. My son, Gabriel Barreto, is a music manager and a producer, and he's the one, he knew how much I love to sing, and he put me together with this band, Ghoulis. When we got together, we did an album called Born in a Trunk. And one of the songs I chose was Waiting Forever, which was a song that Willie had written, and Willie ended up singing it with me on the album. And when he heard Jules's arrangements and his band, the Ghoulis band, he loved it so much that he suggested we do an album of his work. He sent me 50 songs, and I narrowed it down to 20 that I related to. And then Jules took the 10 he wanted to play with, and he asked me if I would trust him and let him go in various directions as far as the genres went. And so I said, go for it, I'll follow you. And so I ended up singing a punk song, a fiesta song, a Brazilian carnival song. I mean, he took me all over the map. It was a thrilling ride.
Where do you go from here? Do you tour with your music? Are you thinking that's a direction you want to go in?
So we're going to do the launch show there. Then we're going up to Woodstock to play the Lee Von Helm barn. We're going to Austin in the fall. We're talking Nashville. We'll do a few dates here and there. I don't think we'll do like I'm not going to go get a bus. That's
Okay.
we're a very large band, so it's not easy to travel. There's like 10 of us, so.
Well, I hear if you're traveling, Willie Nelson's bus is where it's at. I'm just saying.
He did tell me the company he uses.
We love you in movies. Obviously, Broadway is your background as well. Do you plan on going back into any of those genres anytime soon?
No, I mean, it's kind of it goes with something gets put in front of you and you go, oh, well, that would excite me. That's the only way I go do anything now. Right now, the music is exciting me, and
Got
that's
it.
the direction I'm going to go.
I mean, you're a creative by nature, so does that mean you're always ever learning, always looking for new directions to express yourself?
Oh yeah, I mean, it can be cooking. I mean, I didn't know how to cook for many years. I never cooked. I mean, I had a big fat career and I was always busy. And my first two marriages, we always had someone else doing the cooking. And my husband, Ken Bowser, and I were a very romantic pair. And we decided we don't like other people in the house with us. So one of us had to learn how to cook and I volunteered and I just love it. It's just this great creative outlet. It's just very meditative. I'm just loving it. So, there's various ways to go, whether it's becoming a really good dog trainer. I have these great dogs, and I worked with a dog trainer to be able to train them myself. I mean, there's just, you got to always keep shaking it up and feel alive and keep that energy going.
Well, that makes sense. You just described my life. I just inherited two dogs, and I'm just having the time of my life right now with them.
What kind of dogs do you have?
They're both poodle mixes. One's a Yorkie poo, a little one, and then I've got a golden doodle, and
Oh,
they're both the best.
they're smart, those dogs. I have
Smart.
wire-haired Griffin pointers. They're bird dogs, and they're just the most wonderful dogs I've ever in on earth.
Oh my God, I love that. See, now they've gotten me to the point my neighbors are like, "You're the most spoiling dog person ever." Now I make their food. See, that's what you should be doing in the kitchen, making their food.
Oh, I am. Today they had hamburger and yams. Yeah.
Nice.
No, they're elderly dogs, so I'm giving them the best possible meals they can
Oh.
possibly have.
Well, then you can relate to my last trip to. I went to Aldi's and I'm walking through, and I all of a sudden burst out laughing. The lady said, "What's wrong?" I said, "See all this food? That's for the dog. The potato chips are mine."
I know. Well, my Jules and Charlie, my dogs, they're Ken's and my children. We were in our 50s when we got married, and so we didn't get to have babies together. So they're our kids.
You got your kids. That's awesome. Thank you so much for the conversation. Looking
Thank
forward to
you,
seeing what
Gary.
you're doing. You have a
Thank
great
you.
day.
You too, Gary. Thanks.